Good evening, race fans. I don't know where my good buddy.
Get your hair out of my. I don't know what time it is, you darling, by my side.
Surprised that they haven't already busted the asphalt up there at the Atlanta Motor Speedway after Kevin Harvick come out and put a whooping on everybody. How about you, Craig Moore?
Ford,
how you doing?
Ford can't complain now.
No, and Ford fans got something to pull for, I promise you.
They're pulling.
Kevin Harvick went out there this past weekend, not only won the Xfinity race, but also won the Cup race as well in Ford fashion, baby. I mean, he was gone.
He was hauling the mail, as they say.
That's right. That's right. It sure was. Craig Moore, I guess what you're settling in for is what they call a nor'eastern. Is it cold here yet?
You know what? No, man, it hasn't started here yet. I don't know if anybody caught the live video I did today, but I'm going to tell you what. It is March 1st, upstate New York, foothills of the Adirondacks. It is still winter time, according to my calendar. People need to stop complaining. Yeah, we're going to get 5 to 18 inches of snow, but you know what? The weather has been in the 50s. The ground is soaking up the water. It's not going to stay around long. The only thing I'm worried about is how much it's going to cost us to have us plowed out four times. But that's all right. We'll make the plow guy some cupcakes and some brownies, and he'll be happy.
Well, of course, Craig Moore, I got to ask, what kind of brownies are you going to be making up there during the Nor'eastern?
She don't make them funky brownies.
Well, that's all right. It's not legal in the state of Mississippi either. I tell you what, it's raining outside, but I'm ready to talk some racing. Dirt tracks, of course, are kicking off around the southeast. It won't be too much longer in the northeast. They'll have their dirt tracks up and about and ready to go. We might have Perillo on this later this evening, but there is a possibility that he has had something come up, so we may or may not talk to him, but we'll still schedule us a good hour of talk racing, and make sure, guys, that y'all are prepared for the Hattiesburg Speedway Hub City 100. Starts out tomorrow. The USCS sprint cars are coming down, and yes, guys, that is the sprint cars that Tony Stewart's been racing in. He was at Southern Raceway last weekend for a two-day deal. He's going to be making his rounds through the southeast, I do believe, this weekend. I can't confirm it, but there's a big possibility. He was there last year, so you might have heard it first here, but don't hold us to it. Tony does what he wants to do, and he's proved that time and time again. So hopefully he'll make that swing on over to Hattiesburg, and I believe they're going to race Magnolia Motor Speedway Saturday night. And guess what, Craig? Next weekend, we get the USMTS Modifieds, those Midwestern Modifieds. They're coming to town at Why Not Motorsports Park, the House of Hook. And, boy, they're just scheduled to put on a big-time show for us. You wouldn't believe how many Midwestern boys are going to put their overalls on and come down here and show these country boys how they race Modifieds over there in the Midwest. And let me tell you something, guys. If you ever headed out towards the Midwest around the Missouri area, maybe Idaho or even Nebraska, there's tons of dirt tracks up there, and they know how to race. And most of the time, they're modified. I tell you what, I hear shows, Craig Moore, that last all week long. They race from Tuesday to Monday up there in the Midwest racing the modifieds. And I tell you what, they're a sight to see. We're glad to have them come down. This will be the second year that they've come down and give us a hell of a show. They'll also be at some other tracks as well, I believe Jackson, Mississippi. And we'll have to check the schedule for the others. But I do know that they will be at Jackson, Mississippi, along with Why Not Motorsports Park next weekend for the Mississippi Swain and the USMTS Modified. So,
nice.
Greg Moore, I guess we've already dabbed off into the NASCAR. I did notice something today, Craig. We have 37 cars on the entry list for Las Vegas. In the Cup Series, in the Xfinity Series, we have 41 cars. That means somebody will go home in the Xfinity Series. And to my surprise, only 31 trucks have been put on the entry list for Las Vegas. So, unfortunately, the truck field will be shy of a few starters, and so will the Cup Series. But good to see the Xfinity Series in a strong field there.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I was just looking. This is going to be the last time that they do the triple for a while in the racing. And by triple, I mean trucks, Xfinity, and Monster Energy. I almost said Sprint Cup. But this is going to be the last time for a while that they do the triple. And speaking of triple, Kyle Busch is going to run the triple. Friday, he's going to run the truck. Saturday, he's going to run Xfinity. Sunday, he's going to win. He's going to did I just say that? He's going to run the Cup race. So he has a chance to run to win a trifecta this weekend.
Well, guys,
NASCAR did announce some penalties Wednesday in all three of its national series. Did you see that?
Yeah, and I was one of those that early found out that Harvick did not have a lug nut on one of his tires there, so we expected a penalty there. But I was surprised at the less severity of the penalty, only being $10,000 and a warning to Rodney Childers.
Yeah, I was a little shocked at that. I mean, maybe it's because it was only one lug nut, but. The number 42 Chip Ganassi Chevrolet, Ganassi Racing Chevrolet, and a 52 Means Motor Chevrolet in the Xfinity Series, driven by John Hunter Nemechek and David Starr, respectively. They received violations for one unsecured lug nut and post-race inspection. Their crew chiefs were each fined $5,000. Now, I understand that the Cup level is a whole different animal. For pay scales and such. But if I was a crew chief, I'd rather be doing it in the Xfinity Series. When they get fined, they only get fined half of what the big guys get fined. They get fined $5,000 each.
Yeah, but there's a big discrepancy in the pay range in that. That $5,000 is a heavy lick for some of these Xfinity teams on their small-scale budgets.
And we talked about this last year, but who pays those fines? It's probably not the crew chief. It's maybe even the Xfinity Series it is, but it's the team owners that pay that. And I'm sure they set aside $100,000 a year in a contingency fund, if you will, for fines. Because they... I'm sure they know it's going to happen sooner or later. The number four,
guys,
Kyle Busch. Go ahead.
Just want to let you guys know, Jason is in the studio, so if you want to say hello.
Who is?
Mr. CJ Sports has joined us.
Hey, there he is. Number four, Kyle Busch Motorsports, Toyota, driven by Kyle Busch. In the Camping World Truck Series, received a safety violation for improperly installed wheel. That came from a miscommunication on a tire on a pit stop. They thought that they were going to do all four. They ended up calling an audible, but it was somebody didn't relay it to the rear tire changer in time because he unzipped a lug he unzipped all the lug nuts, and apparently he forgot to say something to somebody. So the rear tire changer and the jackman each received a three-race suspension, which is nice. I shouldn't say nice, but they received a three-race suspension from the Camping World Truck Series and not in the other two series where there's a tire changer and jackman. So, you know, that's...
Well, I'm kind of in agreement with that, Craig. I mean, they volunteered their time with another team, and obviously it was a smaller scale team. These guys are going to be up in the hollers with nothing to do during the whole weekend. They love what they do. They feel it's an exercise. And they go out there and they bust on other people's teams to show out and to kind of prep themselves. And you make that kind of mistake, the last thing that you want to do is put your car owner, your main team, your number one gal, without a date that night. So, you know, I'm glad NASCAR went the route that they did, because that would discourage these guys of going over and doing a little bit of help for these smaller teams. And these smaller teams and these lower divisions need as much help from some of these big guys as they can get, Craig.
Oh, absolutely. The crew chief tweeted out yesterday, "I definitely made a mistake last week. In Atlanta, I called for right side tires while focusing on the right front. I'm glad the pit crew did not get suspended from cup races with the support of Kyle Busch Motorsports team, and all the guys on this four team will pull through and not miss a beat." So, that's good that he owned up to his mistake. Unfortunately, it's going to cost them three races if they ever want to do it again. And make no mistake, they are not doing it for free. I'm sure they're getting paid. I'm almost guaranteed they're getting paid. But that's neither here nor there.
Well, Craig, I'm not sure that they may get paid to what would be an honest pay for me and you to go do something, but they make their money. They make their mega bucks with these Hendrick Motorsports and their and of course teams of that caliber. I'm not going to tell you that they make a fortune, because I'd be lying to you. It's probably less than half of the NFL standard salary and some of these guys are former pros, or they weren't able to make it to pros in football and baseball and stuff like that. These guys are already sports people. To really say that they get paid a lot of money, I doubt that. And, you know, a lot of times in these deals, I'm pretty much sure it's, "I'll buy your dinner tonight at the steakhouse and put maybe $1,000 in your pocket there." Because, like I said, guys, we do not even understand the concept of what it takes for these fill-in series like the trucks and the Xfinity to travel to these lavishest places that these cup teams are able to go to with the types of budgets that the cup teams have. And there's a big discrepancy from the TV dollars that go to the cup versus all the way down to the truck series. And, you know, you would just be shocked if you seen the differential in the money and the types of budgets that these guys in the truck series and some of the Xfinity teams have to race on. There's a reason why the truck series has been the most exciting series, because there's not very much far you can go to overspend in the trucks. But now the Xfinity series, of course, has been a developmental series, which means they can have drivers there sometimes on cup contracts, and they have pit crew members at Junior Motorsports that are being trained and crew chiefs that are being trained to go to the next level. So, you know, it's three different series, and they all have their ways of doing things. But the economic side of it is unbelievable on the type of money and the budgets that these smaller teams have. When they can get a cup right front tire changer to come down and work on their team, You're right. He's probably being paid as a special instructor, Craig Moore, because that's how valuable some of these guys are to the smaller series.
That makes sense. That makes sense. I think that's going to be my new saying now. That makes sense. But absolutely, I know that disappoints you.
No. Actually, do you know how many times I hear absolutely all the time now? It's not any. I catch on to certain things and I always make fun of it. So that's just one of those. And then I've been tortured with it because every TV broadcast that I listen to or sports show, when somebody agrees, they're like, absolutely, Mike, exactly, Gullick, exactly, absolutely, Colin Cowherd. So. It's obviously a word that's phrased a lot in the entertainment business and sports entertainment. So don't hold yourself that I'm actually criticizing you, Craig. You know I love you.
No, I don't think you're criticizing me. I think it's funny.
Yeah.
Did you hear about Leo Gordon?
I did, and as I've seen a picture of that child, I see it as another coming of Jeff Gordon. It's going to be exciting. He's kind of like the Peyton Manning of Archie Manning. We're seeing Leo at a young age. Even Chase Elliott and Dale Earnhardt, you know, we've seen them as kids, and then they turn into, you know, racer car drivers. So we'll see how Leo's development comes. But, you know, I've got an interesting topic here, and I want to go out on the limb, and I want to bring CJ Sports in on this. So I'll give CJ Sports a minute to mic up. I know he might have a customer or something like that. But I've come up with a theory, Craig Moore, and I haven't discussed this with too many people, so I'm gonna just throw this out there since we got a little bit of time here tonight. My theory is that Jimmy Johnson is coming up to the end of his contract. Now, I've talked to several people, and they think that Jimmy Johnson's probably going to retire. Well, I think I might have kicked around the theory that, you know, I'm not really too sure about that because, you know, he didn't really get that lifetime contract with Hendrick Motorsports, and it's seems to be that the dynasty may be falling apart. Now, before I get too far off into this, I would like to ask y'all, do you agree that maybe there's something missing in Jimmy Johnson?
Yeah, I often wonder, can you hear me?
Yeah.
I've watched them over the last year or two, and I've not seen that will to win like I've seen in previous years. Yes, he still gets it done. I mean, it's too early in the season, looking at just this season, to say he's not, and you and I talked about this, that he's in danger of not winning an eighth championship, but the man hasn't won a race in 26 weeks. That's on Jimmy Johnson light. That man, when you see winner's circle, you see
while you're figuring your stats, I'm gonna put in this. He hit everything but the pace car at Daytona. Okay, and then he wrecks at Atlanta. I see this stemming back for the last year or so. The 26 race streak of not winning is kind of a lot when we're speaking of Jimmy Johnson. Of course, it's career worst. But we're talking about a kid who started out winning straight from the box, and he hasn't turned around. He finished third and second in his first two championships. I mean, the guy could have 9 championships if he had just sealed the deal back in his first 2 years. I do believe his very first year he finished third in the championship. He was a viable threat to win a cup championship in his rookie year. This Jimmy Johnson is a different Jimmy Johnson. Of course, we're seeing that he is adding a little bit of grade. But before we get too far off into that, Mr. CJ Sports, are we dealing with the same Jimmy Johnson?
I have him in the studio, guys.
Well, I guess we caught him at the wrong time. I was hoping to get him there. Mike, go ahead. Take a spot, Sam.
Well, I think, I said this last year. He's not as sharp as he was in the I hesitate to think he's not trying. I'm not saying not. in terms of in the last year of his contract or anything like that. But he's not as dominant as he was in the championship years. I mean, I know the side, and even when he had one or two wins in a year in the last 2 years or so, it was almost like unrecognizable. Like, I didn't realize it. You know, like CJ told me, I think last year, he had to look it up and say, oh, he's got two wins. And I said, I really don't remember. You know, obviously last year you remembered Martin Truex, but even the year before, it's like Jimmy Johnson snuck up on you when he was in victory lane. There wasn't the same, bravado about what he did, or not even on the part of the announcers, just him. He might have won. Obviously, he won a race here or there, but you didn't notice it as much, you know, and it wasn't as consistent.
Well, hold your thought there, Stats. I'm going to bring you back.
Am I allowed to crash the party?
Oh, there you go. It's Mr. CJ Sports. Welcome to the building, Mr. CJ Sports.
I missed the question. I'm stuck here at work again tonight, pulling another long open to close kind of day. I heard y'all calling for me a minute ago. What was the question I want to answer?
Well, this is about Jimmy Johnson, and it seems to be that we've seen the end of the dynasty, or I'm believing it's the end of the dynasty. Have you seen or noticed the change in Jimmy Johnson, CJ Sports?
I mean, we've seen a little bit, but I think that Jimmy Johnson has taken a little bit more of a veteran role at Hendrick Motorsports. That whole organization has gone to being a very young team, and now, you know, they got what they need. They got a 7-time champion to help mentor these young guys.
I'll agree with that, and I want to get further into Jimmy Johnson. Do you guys, I guess you guys remember his Pocono wreck, right? I think there comes a time in a driver's life where something like that sets them on course for a new direction. And I'm not sure if it started then or if it may have even started earlier. But that wreck that he had at Pocono where the car went straight up into the wall, I remember him saying that one kind of took something out of me and I was real close. That one was a close call. A lot of times drivers start thinking about how to get out at that point in time. But there's also the side of the driver that wants to prove it and wants to prove it one more time. And Hendrick Motorsport seems to be daddy daycare right now. I've got a theory, guys. I think Jimmy Johnson is ready to start the downturn towards retirement, but he knows that he's still got a couple of good years. What do you guys think about the idea of Jimmy Johnson leaving Hendrick Motorsports and replacing Kurt Busch at Stewart Haas Racing?
Ooh. I know. It sounds out there.
It's not happening. No chance. And that how it goes, no chance.
Silly season already, race fans. I'm going to get you in there right now. If you didn't know silly season started, well, guess what? You got the right dial tone, and you're listening to the right show. Because I am predicting right now that Jimmy Johnson is ready for a change. He's about to lose Lowe's as a sponsor. His contract is about to come up. Do you think Mr. Hendrick wants to pay his oldest driver a whole lot of money and guaranteed years? Hendrick may be looking to cut back to three teams, guys.
Are you seriously saying that Hendrick will not want to own the driver that's our only 8-time champion?
At the same time, Mr. CJ Sports, do you want to finally leave the shadow of Jeff Gordon and Jeff Gordon Incorporated? Because we all know that in the end, Mr. Hendrick is going to give the keys of the Rolex to his God-given son, and that's Jeff Gordon. So, Jimmy Johnson plotting to leave Hendrick Motorsports for his buddies over at Stewart Haas Racing. You can't call me crazy. I already know I am. But that, my friend, is the beginning of silly season. Now I want to hear y'all's argument going. Go ahead,
Craig.
There you go.
Here's my thought. There is no chance in hell.
Well, you better back it up, okay? This is a radio show, and if you're going to come out and you're going to criticize the only one who's trying to make some entertainment here, then I guarantee you, you better have a good rebuttal, okay? So please tell me why there's no chance in hell that Jimmy Johnson will wind up at Stewart Haas racing a Ford his last 3 years. Peyton Manning, dressed up in a Denver Broncos uniform. Joe Montana, the San Francisco 49ers' greatest quarterback ever, finished his career in Kansas City. You give me one damn reason why Jimmy Johnson doesn't go to Stewart Haas.
Jeff Gordon.
Don't you want to ever leave a shadow, Jimmy? Do you always want to? You got 8 championships, 7. How many does Gordon have?
Don't give him more than he's already got.
How many does Gordon have? But you're still under the shadow of your crew chief, Chad Knaus, and the God-given son of Hendrick Motorsports, Mr. Jeff Gordon.
Yeah, but he wasn't complaining. He wasn't complaining when they won championships, was he?
No, that's the quote of the day, because it doesn't start when you're winning. It starts when you're losing. CJ Sports, I want to hear it. Why is there no chance in hell?
Hey, Mr. CJ Sports is working.
Okay. Damn, I was on a roll.
Yeah, a hard roll.
I'm back in the studio. What was the question again?
What was the question, guys?
Why
tell me why Jimmy Johnson will not land at Stewart Haas Racing, racing a Ford to end his career.
Because Hendrick is not going to let him go nowhere. Rick Hendrick is going to be the only driver to ever, only owner to ever have an 8-time champion. And Jimmy Johnson is about to be sitting in the driver's seat to be mentor over this young team that is what we know as Hendrick Motorsports now. He's in the easy chair, and he's never going to get a crew chief that he's going to be able to work with so well and really have the freedom he's had. He's not going anywhere, and Hendrick is not going to let him. Why would Hendrick give up the opportunity to be the only owner to have a
Lowe's
eight-time
away,
champion?
You take Chad Knaus away. You take Lowe's away, CJ Sports. You take Chad Knaus away, and what do you have, Jimmy? What do you have? You have the shadow of Jeff Gordon. That's why you go to Stewart Haas. That's why you go drive a Ford. You say, Mr. Hendrick, why didn't you give me a lifetime contract? Mr. Hendrick, why didn't you give me ownership into a team? I'm your 7-time champion, and you haven't given me squash.
He can use that as bargaining power. Can you guys hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Can you guys hear me?
Can you hear yourself?
I can. I had a set of headphones on. So that way I could hear and drown out some of the noise.
I just don't see that happening. It's been a perfect marriage all these years. He might not have got a lifetime contract, but it's been
a
perfect
marriage.
You said
perfect marriage. Let's go over the perfect marriages, okay? Give me some perfect marriages that went south. Huh? How many of them? Come on. Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston, right? Brad Pitt
When has this marriage ever been on rocky roads?
Now. I'm saying it's a rocky road now, Mr. CJ Sports. I'm saying that the streak of 26 races will get even higher. Hendrick is so far off the map right now, they couldn't find themselves in a toilet bowl.
Jimmy Johnson and or another Hendrick guy will be in victory lane within the next 5 races.
Yeah, you know why? Because Mr. Seven-Time got moved over for Chase Elliott, Mr. Number 9, my daddy's number. Yeah, yeah. Mr. Hendrick's giving the old foot again to Jimmy Johnson, right? Because now it's all about Chase Elliott. Yeah, rebuttal that.
Chase Elliott's my pick this weekend.
That's exactly it.
What? I love it. That was great.
What did he say?
He's picking Chase Elliott
is my pick for this weekend. But then again, it was my pick last weekend. I firmly believe Chase Elliott is going to win a race and very, very soon. It pieces are coming together.
Yeah,
and we'll watch Jimmy Johnson spin out in turn three.
It's funny because we have the same conversation every single year about Jimmy Johnson. What is wrong with the 48 team? Is Hendrick not giving him the same equipment? Is he going to win another championship? Is he going to be stuck at 6? Is he going to be stuck at 7? Is he going to be? We go through this every year, and by the end of the year, most people are eating their words because he ends up winning races or winning the championship.
Worried more about winning championships than races. I mean, I get that. Is that the direction that Kevin Harvick's going to go now that he's got his first win so early?
Well, now Kevin can focus on getting stronger for the chase. Now he can focus
on straight dominance is what LeJuan at last year, guys. Martin Truex Jr. put a whooping on everybody and proved that dominance wins championships.
True. Who's going to dominate this year? It's too early to tell. I will tell you one thing, and Chris, you and I spoke about this earlier today. Ford got wins out of the way early. So guess what? They have nothing they can bitch about. You and I talked about this earlier today. They have no ground for a gripe session unless Chevy or Toyota win the next 3 or 4 on the West Coast swing.
And in other news, hold on. And in other news, the NASCAR season really starts now because of the mile and a half speedways, at which Martin Truex Jr. has 7 wins last year. But on the bright side, Brad Keselowski has won 2 out of the last 4 races at Las Vegas. Also, for a quick nugget, 3 wins by each manufacturer in the last 9 races.
Okay. And your point? That was last season. Truex is only as good as his last race. Just like those 36 drivers are only as good as they were at Atlanta until they prove different at Lost Wages.
Did you refer to Las Vegas as Lost Wages?
Yes, sir, I did.
Very cute.
What's that?
Very cute. I like that.
Because every time I've been there, I lost my wages. And I've been there twice. And I'm not going back.
That I'm still over here laughing. That was a good one.
You're welcome. So anyway, let's go back. Early in during Speed Week, leading up to Daytona, I remember the Fords explicitly complaining that they needed more of this, they needed more of that. Well, guess what? They didn't fare so well. They would have if good old Austin Dillon wouldn't have come up and wrecked Almirola, drove into him like a tour bus driving into a fence.
It's just racing.
Yeah, okay. Of course, I would have wrecked my mother. I know. He didn't mean to rack him. He only meant to rattle his cage.
He didn't push you. He didn't shove you. He rubbed you. Rubbing, son,
rubbing
is rape.
Son is rape. Yeah. Well, anyway, they come back. They win in Atlanta. Do they have a leg to stand on as far as their package goes? They dominated the Xfinity Series, and they won in the Cup Series. Now, granted, Xfinity, they're running the Ford. They're running the Mustang. In the Cup Series, they're running what, the Fusion?
That is correct.
So, do they have a leg to stand on this early in the season? No, not as of Atlanta, but they, as I just said, they're only as good as their last race. If they don't do something spectacular, like win one of these next three races out west, they will complain that they need more something. So, but as of right now, they don't have a gas pedal to step on. Because they've got everything they need. They got their win early. Now Toyota can scream and holler, "Oh, we haven't won a race yet." Easy there, girls. You're only going into the third race of the season.
Yeah, two days in the season where Martin Truex knocked off 7 wins last year. So, I mean, you know, it is too early to tell. It's too early to call. But I believe that Penske is at a strong level. I believe that the Chevy seem to be matched. And Toyota, well, you know, they have an advantage because everybody hates them.
What are they going to do when Nissan comes in a couple of years?
Not sure if it's going to be Nissan, Craig. I would hate to put things in it that we don't know out. But I have looked at the curves on those Honda Civics, and I've scratched my head asking myself, what's stopping them from coming into Cup? Because they have a slick design that looks similar to the Toyota car.
No, but I own a Nissan and we own a Dodge. So we brought Toyota in the NASCAR, so I'm just thinking another foreign car unless they bring Pontiac back, which probably won't happen. Because then you'd have 2 GM manufacturers. You have a manufacturer.
Well, we're talking about Ford manufacturers. There is going to be a debut this year, Craig, or debut this weekend in the Cup Series. And his name is Cole Custer. Cole Custer will be making his debut in the number 51 car. How long do you think this process will go on as they get Cole Custer acclimated to the Cup Series?
What do you mean, how long do I think it'll go on?
I mean, do you think that this will be a couple of years where they try to get him acclimated, or do you think that he could be ready to fill a seat at the end of the season?
I think depending on how he does over however many races he's going to race this year, if he's racing six, let's say he's doing 6 races. If he finishes in the top 20 in at least 2 of them, which is 30%, they will move him up the Cup as soon as possible.
Yeah, I know that he pretty much has the resources to go to Cup. His father works there at Stuart Haas and has worked for Mr. Gene Haas for a very, very long time, well before Stuart stepped in with his operation to where it is today. So, you know, Custer is a franchise player. He's a franchise driver. And I think that being that he knows he's going to race Cup, that similar to what they did with Austin Dillon and Ty Dillon, they're going to slow the process down. I see Cole Custer making a full-time Cup debut in 2 years, not in 2019.
In 2020.
Yeah.
Well, we could. If How long is Kurt Busch's contract for?
It'll only be for the year. He was a late sign as well. So, you know, it's that 41 team is going to be the team that's up in the air in the year. And that's why I think Jimmy Johnson has a great chance of landing over there because of the relationship that Stewart and company have with other drivers. And Harvick and Jimmy Johnson, I'm sure, have been friends before.
Yeah, I think I still stick to it. I think that if he does well and they don't extend Bush's contract, which they may well not because he is coming to the end of his, I don't want to say his professional career. He's only in his 40s. But he's at the twilight of his career. Let's put it that way. How many more championships will we see out of Kurt Busch? One, if we're lucky.
Yeah, I'm not sure if Kurt. Not sure if Kurt is a championship caliber driver in this point in time. I think that we'd have to definitely see a resurgence in either equipment or talent. I think Kurt's running out of time as well. That's why I have a feeling that that car in seat will be open at the end of the year. Kevin Harvick, of course, you know, he's going to be able to kind of ride out his retirement whenever he wants to. Clint Bowyer, I think Clint's in the hot seat too. I think Clint feels like he's got to win now. It's been too long for Clint Bowyer. It's been way too long. And Eric Amarillo, I think, is under a 2-year deal.
I think Clint, now that he's not the new guy anymore, really needs to step up his game. He's got no excuses as to why he can't perform. I mean, he's in Tony Stewart's old car, old number. He's got to perform or he's going to be done. That's it. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. If he doesn't perform, he's not going to be in the 14 long. Stewart's not going to tolerate somebody in that car that's not winning. He did that too long with Danica. And I don't mean to bring her up and make you drink Jose Cuervo, but he did it with her. He's not going to do it again. Did I lose you?
Yeah, sorry about that. I was trying to get the commotion to settle down in the background there.
I just think that he, as I said, he wasted too much money with whoever was in the 10 car before, DP there. And, you know, a lot of wrecked race cars at $250,000 a car, $300,000 a car. Granted, some of them were her stupidity, and others were messes she got caught up in. But I think that if Bowyer doesn't start performing, he's going to yank somebody. He's going to yank him out of the 14 and put somebody in there that he feels that is more suitable. Now, let's flip back to Gordon. Let's flip back to Jimmy. Jimmy decides he's going to leave. There's now an opening at Stewart Haas. Guess who's going in that car?
Jimmy Johnson.
You got it. Why?
And you just come up with this?
No. No. Dumbass. You're lucky you're so far away. Here's why. Because
if I was just tuning in, I would think that you just come up with that great idea.
Well, then, in that case, I did.
It sounded pretty good. I mean, I agree with that. I think that that would be the best bet for Stewart Haas, I mean, to get Jimmy Johnson to come race for him. I'm glad that somebody else agrees with my unproven theories.
But Hendrick would have to do something severe for Jimmy to walk away. Do I think Jimmy's getting all the resources he can? Excuse me. Do I think he's getting all the resources he can right now from Hendrick Motorsports? Hell to the no. I think Chase is going to get him, and Byron's going to get him. Because they're the young studs, if you will.
I want to throw another one in there, and I know that y'all heard this last year. Kyle Larson would fill the seat of the 48 as Jimmy Johnson goes and fills the seat of the 41. And I know that's going to piss a lot of y'all off.
Oh, no. No, it doesn't make me angry at all. I tend to agree with you.
If I was Hendrick and I was going to offer a contract, would I go after a guy who's 40-something or would I go after a guy who hasn't turned 30 yet? I mean, you need that in-between, and Kyle Larson could be that age difference between your daddy daycare services and a real race team.
Daddy daycare.
But you're also putting two would-be rivals on the same team, which has been done before in Hendrick fashion. For all you Chase Elliott fans, you know, Chase Elliott and Kyle Larson, since I had to put it out there and explain it to you.
I'm just laughing at the daddy daycare. I'm still laughing at the daddy daycare. All right. Let's real quick, since Mr. Perillo is not going to join us, let me give you a little bit of what I know, and then we'll shoot back to from doing my research here on Glen Ridge Motorsports Park. Glen Ridge Motorsports Park is located in Montgomery County. I almost said Fulton County. In upstate New York, not too far from me. Actually, it's in Fultonville. They run weekly divisions of Crate Modified Limited Sportsman's Pro Stock, Street Stocks, Mini Stocks, which are four-cylinder cruisers, slingshots, and junior slingshots. You can find them on the web at glenridgemp.com. It's a brand-new website for them. And I don't see one of my cars on the front page. That don't make me happy. But they've got – their season is going to start here April 8th. It's going to be open practice at 2 o'clock. It's still going to be a little cold out, so I probably won't get my frigid bones out to watch anything. Oh, maybe I will. The 15th is a regular season opener. And they're starting pretty early for the first couple of weeks. And then they go back to where they start at 6 o'clock. But Mike took over this. Mike and his friend Ray Serafin took over Glen Ridge Motorsports Park midway through the 2017 season, and they kept it going right in through Halloween last year. Their last race, I believe, last year was like the 25th or 28th of October. So, yeah, it was a little cold. There was frost on the pumpkins, if you will, but they kept regular season racing going because it was so busy, and it was well attended, because our other local tracks here, they close out in September. They're done, and Glen Ridge Motorsports Park keeps it rolling until October, which is nice. They take a 2-week break off in September into October, and then they go the 14th, 21st, and 29th. So, I mean, it's a great track. They're putting a lot of new stuff in from what I've seen. Their car show, actually, I don't know. You guys probably have car shows down at the bottom of this country, don't you, for the race series?
Well, some places do. We don't necessarily. They have what they call play days up here where they get out on the track and practice around and show off their new wraps and stuff like that. But it's definitely an interesting concept that I believe me and a few other promoters have looked into. But they do have the car extravaganza in Jackson in early January. So, yeah, in a way we do. We just kick it off a lot earlier than what you guys.
Yeah, we our car shows, our first car show here starts next weekend, and this is the one that Glen Ridge is a part of. On Friday, March 10th, or on Friday, March 9th until Sunday, the 11th, up in Saratoga, which if any of you guys remember the old, who sang that song about the Saratoga track? No, I can't remember her name. And I'm a DJ, that's terrible. Well, Saratoga is noted for their flat track and the Travers race. They're doing a car show up there at the Wilton Mall, Glen Ridge is. And then the following week, Fonda Speedway does their car show. And that came about because the one promoter said that Glen Ridge cars weren't welcome at the car show. That was just a shit show in and of itself. So Glen Ridge decided they were going to do their own car show, which is cool. That's going to be at the Wilton Mall in Saratoga. But they've done, like I said, they've done a lot of things this year or last year to turn this track around. They put in a new surface this year. They're revamping the surface. I believe they're putting another set, what I read, because everything you read on the internet is true. Last I read, they were thinking about putting a set of bleachers on the backstretch, which to me really makes no sense, seeing how it's a 5 or 8 mile track. But it might be nice. It is kind of a little hard to see in the backstretch once the sun comes out. But, all right, so here's what I got for NASCAR. Here's what I'm thinking. That's my, I'll share these links on the Race Chat Live page. I don't want to know drivers. I want to know teams. I'll start. I think a Toyota's going to victory lane this week. I'm not going to say what driver. Oh, no, hell with it, I will. I'm going to say Martin Truex wins in Vegas in a Toyota. Chris?
Well, you know, Mr. CJ Sports has already called out his winner for Chase Elliott. And I myself, you know, the Forger on a roll, Brad Kay looks really fast. I think that he's already been a liable threat the last two races. Wow. So the Las Vegas has a 5-1 odd on Kevin Harvick, a 6-1 odd on Brad Keselowski, a 6-1 odd on Martin Truex. Kyle Busch is a 13-2. Kyle Larson is a 7-1. Chase Elliott is a 10-1. Joey Logano is a 12-1. And Jimmy Johnson will follow through as a 12-1 as well. I'm going to have to put my money on Keselowski. I think that Keselowski is going to seal the deal. He's going to have a great run in that Penske Miller Lite Ford. So I'll put Ford in victory lane again this weekend with BK representing the Ford franchise. Mr. Stats, who you got this weekend?
I'm going to say, any surprise, Jimmy Johnson. Everything I read fantasy-wise, there were two guys at the top of the list in terms of career, Jimmy Johnson and Kyle Busch. So either one of those two, but I'm going to say Jimmy Johnson.
Yeah, hometown hero, Kyle Busch. It's hard to go against that, but Jimmy Johnson, after all the conversation that we had, Stats is going to put Jimmy Johnson in victory lane and seal him for the deal for the playoffs. So I'm going to stand in mind that Jimmy Johnson's in a long streak of not winning. It's going to put a little sweat under his brow as the summer months roll in. So I'm predicting that Jimmy Johnson will be far, far away from victory lane this upcoming weekend. And we want to remind you guys, Mr. CJ Sports has said that he has Chase Elliott as the winner this weekend in the Cup Series. Now, we'll talk about the Xfinity Series real quick. Kyle Busch, of course, is the 3-2 favorite. Kyle Larson is a 5-2 favorite. Ryan Blaney is a 4-1 favorite. And if you're looking for a Xfinity ringer before you place your bet, then you'll bet on Christopher Bell with an 8-1 or Cole Custer with a 10-1. So those two guys are running full time. I do want to talk real quick about those Xfinity drivers before we talk about the truck series. So guys, if you had to pick between the top dogs in Xfinity series right now, which would be Christopher Bell, Cole Custer, Justin Allgaier, Elliott Sadler, Tyler Reddick, Brandon Jones, and Daniel Hemric, what two drivers do you think will make it to the top level?
It won't be Elliott Sadler.
No, I don't know. I should have kept Elliott off that list. Yeah.
His time has come and passed and blew by him.
Right.
I'm going to say Hemric and Allgaier.
Yeah, so you're leaving Christopher Bell off of that and Cole Custer?
Well, because they're pretty much a foregone conclusion.
Okay, so outside of those two guys, you're saying that Hemric has the best chance?
Correct.
So we're excluding the obvious two, and we're going to pick from the other basic picks, which is Brandon Jones, Tyler Reddick, Justin Allgaier, Daniel Hemric, and Elliott Sadler. So out of those five, Elliott Sadler will not get another chance, and I believe Justin Allgaier will not get a chance as well. He's already had that one chance. Tyler Reddick. It's hard for me not to put money on Tyler Reddick. That California kid has proved to everybody that he has what it takes to win in the series.
From what I've seen in the past 2 years, I would say Tyler Reddick and Daniel Hemric.
Yeah, Daniel Hemric seems to be the sleeping dog of the bunch. That we don't really hear much about Hemric. Of course, he's been in a Richard Childress car. I do believe he's still in a Richard Childress car, right, Steph?
Yep.
Yeah. So maybe they may be stunning the growth for Daniel Hemric, and you could see him maybe in the free agent market. Why are we ignoring Brandon Jones?
Because he hasn't been as consistent as the other two. Even up front, Hemric and Tyler Reddick, even though they don't win every race, but they're up front. They're within the top 5 or 10 every week. Brandon Jones may have 1 or 2 weeks where he finishes in the top 5.
Yeah, I agree there, Stats. I agree. Do you have anything else to close on with that subject, Craig Moore, before we really quick hit the trucks and then we go into our closing series?
No, sir. Go right ahead.
Okay. Well, the truck series, real quick, let me pull that up. Get the PDF file on that one out. Hold on 1 second.
I already know who Craig Moore is going to pick in trucks.
He's from this area. Well, he's from Canada, but he lives here. And I really like to see him do well. And that would be the pilot of the number 52 Halmar Friesen Racing Chevrolet, Stuart Friesen.
Yeah, Stuart, he's exciting. He really is. I'm not going to lie. Stuart Friesen is an exciting young man and has worked hard for where he's at. I'm just not sure if that 52 team has. If it does, if they do have what it takes to win, it's going to be a great story for the Truck Series. And the Truck Series really needs a great story right now, guys.
Oh, absolutely. And I won't lie, it'll be a big deal. It'll be a big deal for everybody in my area. You know, because he has such a huge following here in our area in upstate New York. I mean, he lives 20 minutes from us. And, you know, Dana's done birthday cakes for both his wife, Jessica, their son, and what is their son's name? Parker. Parker, their son Parker, and her father, Ray's cake. So, you know, he's a sentimental favorite of everybody in this area. So I'd love to see him. If he could only win one race, God, I don't want it to be El Duro because he's known for that. He's known for dirt race.
That would stun his growth, you believe. So I like Stuart Friesen. I think it's going to be hard to beat Kyle Busch. Of course, Noah Grasden will highlight a couple of drivers there. Brett Moffitt will be in the 16. Noah Grasden in the 18. Safelite Toyota, Kyle Busch machine. John Hunter Nemechek will be in the number 8. Cody Coughlin in the number 2, Jegs.com Chevrolet. We'll have Ben Rhodes in the 41. He could be a threat, of course. Johnny Sauter in the 21. He's always a threat. Matt Crafton in the 88. Joe Nemechek will be in this race. Grant Effenfinger in the 98. Justin Marks in the 54. But the list seems to be haunted by the name of Kyle Busch. And so Busch has to wreck to lose. And if I've got to put my money on somebody, I think Busch is here to win. So I'm going to have to say Kyle Busch is my pick for the Truck Series. How about you, Stats?
Well, veteran-wise, you would say, and I would want, of the two, I would want Johnny Sauter to win, only because that wouldn't throw the point.
Hold on, Stats. When we refer to Johnny Sauter, I request one thing on the radio. And any time that you ever think of Johnny Sauter's name or say his name, you begin it with, God bless America, Johnny Sauter.
Okay. Well, anyway, you just did, so I'll just follow that up.
No. We will not allow you to finish this sentence if you do not say, God bless America, Johnny Sauter.
Okay. God bless America, Johnny Sauter.
I know that guy. He's a hell of a racer.
A win by him wouldn't throw the points up. And I've said the same thing about the Xfinity Series. Anytime a Cup guy wins, and that's usually Kyle Busch or one of the other Cup guys that run, like Roderick last week, it makes the points irrelevant. So I would, of the two of those guys, I would rather see Johnny Sauter win, but I have a sinking feeling it's going to be Kyle Busch, because anytime he gets in a truck, he's competitive.
You know what? I'm going to let you hold to the Johnny Sauter pick, and because I think only one of us at the table should have the chance to pick Kyle Busch, because we both know that he's probably the show stinker. And I would prefer to highlight other drivers such as John Hunter Nemechek or a Cody Coughlin or a Ben Rhodes or Justin Marks or a Stuart Friesen or a Matt Crafton, who's the leader of the series.
I would rather have those guys run and not have to contend with a Kyle Busch or even
one of your guys, Austin Self in the 22. You know, wouldn't that be great?
Right, exactly.
Guys, I've had a blast here tonight. Don't forget, race fans, 110 Nation Sports is the place for all your sports. It is the place where you go and you enjoy all sports. But you know what we're good at? Let's talk and racing. And I hope that you enjoyed another episode of Race Chat Live on this Thursday night. I hope that if you're in the north, you're bundling up and got plenty of petroleum, for you to warm your houses. And if you're down here in the south, guys, you're going to have to put up your shorts for a couple more days and put your jackets back on. But, hey, we live in the south, and, hey, it's March, so get ready for those warm, sunny skies. Spring break's just around the corner. Head to the beach, put those toes in the sand, and enjoyed this time of season. It's always beautiful in the South as the trees start to bloom again, and dogwoods are already blooming down here. So it's just a great time. Go out and support your local track. Support the 110 Nation Sports by listening to our radio shows and our podcasts. Mike Perricone, we call Stats. I do believe you have an upcoming radio show podcast this week, right?
Yes, sir. We got two good guests, two first-time guests, which we'll introduce the fans to. Number one, Kevin Gambercota, who is a late model driver, at Stafford, Connecticut Speedway, and also a young man from Riverhead. First time I've talked to him. I didn't get to meet him yet in person because I've been down in Georgia for 2 years, and he was just starting out in the crate modifieds 2 years ago, so I have not met him in person as yet. Young man by the name of Justin Brown, who last year got his first win and is looking for a much better 2018. So we'll talk to those two guys. First-time guest tomorrow night on Hot Laps, which starts from 8 to 10 o'clock.
All right, and we thank you for listening to the 110 Nation Sports Blog Radio Network. Follow our other shows as they produce them Monday through Friday, and also an occasional Sunday show as well. And once again, if you're looking to add yourself to a little bit of airtime, we have availabilities open. And Craig Moore, I do believe you have a 30-second commercial to do, right?
Yeah. Hold on 1 second. Let me pull it up. It wasn't. It had closed out on me, so I apologize.
Lord have mercy. Technical difficulties.
Yeah. It happens at my age.
Yeah.
This kitchen studio is not operable this evening.
Yeah, a lot of things aren't operable this evening.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, Craig Moore does like some DJ stuff, and he's like, you know, saying, hey, I need some more DJ stuff time. And so, like, that's what I really like to do on the weekends and stuff is like DJ and karaoke stuff. So if you have any questions, are you live in the Northeast around the New York area and you need somebody to do the DJ and stuff and while you're at like some party or something,
oh,
then
no,
you call
number? Travel.
Did you say wildchannel.com? Do what? Yeah, we can't do that. That's Nobody can do it better than Craig Moore. Everybody give him a hand.
That wasn't even me. What famous actor? I'll give you real quick. What famous actor does that man sound like?
Nobody could hear it. We don't know.
Oh. Great. Son of a bun. All right. Well, anyway, the guy. I posted it, so it doesn't much matter. But anyway, April 28th, there's a huge karaoke contest here in my neck of the woods. It pays $500 to win it, sponsored by a lot of great places around my area. But so if you're looking to spend some money, jump on a plane, come on up and compete and stay in a hotel for a weekend, you got a chance of winning $500. If you want any information, you can call me at 518-866-2677. Or hell, if you need a DJ, I'm willing to travel. If you're willing to pay, you can get a hold of me at moretomusic.com.
That's all I
got.
And for the right price, don't worry about the equipment. I'll rent it when I get there.
Absolutely.
And if you want to stay in the motel up by you, Craig, you're going to need to win the $500, I guess.
No. It's not that expensive, but the air flight here is. So we actually have a guy coming in from the state up for the contest. So, but anyway, my pick to win this weekend is Martin Truex Jr. My pick to win the truck series is Kyle Busch. And the Xfinity series, we're going to go with Kyle Busch.
Wow.
I'm really feeling you can't go better with those two picks.
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah.
I have a feeling you can't go bad with the last two.
I'm going with Larson in the Xfinity series. I'm going with Busch in the truck series. And I've got Keselowski in the Monster Energy Cup series.
All right, we'll see. We'll see come Sunday evening.
Well, race fans, that does it for us, and we hope that does it for you as well. If you laughed at us a few times, then you can share it around. If you didn't laugh at us and you think we suck, then you can send us an email.
Yeah.
What's the email?
RaceChatLive@gmail.com. But if you think, just keep listening and share this video. Share this.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, we need just as many haters as we got lovers. So, once again, we'll be back on next weekend for Thursday night. We look forward to it every week. Quite a few podcasts left in the year. We're going to slow things down a little bit, get comfortable, and turn this into a weekly thing. So it's always fun to sit down with friends and talk about racing. I love to do that, and we had no problem wasting an hour and 10 minutes today on doing this, and we'll be back at it again next week. Like we said, hopefully you liked it and you shared and liked the page, and be back with us next Thursday night for Race Chat Live with Chris and Craig. We'll see you. Thank you.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank God it's over.